I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This is Levi also sharing with you. This week I was using the theme there in Luke. I think it's in Luke 8:44, of the woman touching the that had the issue of blood, touching the hem of Jesus' garment and being healed. And I use the illustration I shared throughout how she was a desperate woman. So I'm not going to share a lot on that today, but rather in Jude, in the book of Jude, verse 3, it says this: Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. He gives a word picture there, like he was going to write of the salvation of Jesus Christ. But then he goes on to say, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. So it almost seems like he was going to write of salvation, and then something came up. Something started creeping into the church where he said, salvation is a very important thing to write about, but you know what? We need to contend for this faith that we have received through Jesus Christ. And then he goes on and uses quite a few illustrations. It's a very good passage through quite a few of the next verses. Talk about, verse 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh, and set forth for an example suffering and vengeance of eternal fire. He's saying, this is real. People go after these things, but look what happened. Set forth an example suffering and vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominions, and speak evil of dignities. Verse 9, yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, what they know naturally as brute beasts. In those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam, and reward and perish in the gainsaying of Korah. Verse 12, these are the spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about a winds, trees with whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. So he's just using quite an explanation of people that have once stood up for the Lord, but then just grew cold and fell by the wayside. And I'd like to just encourage you today, if you have accepted Jesus Christ, but you find yourself just cooling off and maybe just aren't sure what you believe anymore, read the book of Jude. He's got some strong warnings in there for growing cold in the Lord. In Revelation, it talks about lukewarmness. Lukewarm, in Revelation, he says, you're neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm. Therefore, I will spew you out. It's almost like a vomit. He gives a word picture of, let's say someone gives you water that's lukewarm. Well, you wish it would be either hot or cold that way. But if it's lukewarm, it's just disgusting. You just spit it out. And that's what he's given the word picture of, is, those that are lukewarm, he will just spew out. He will spit them out. They're no good. If someone's cold, he realizes that you know what, he needs to get right with God. If someone's hot, well, praise the Lord, he's gone places. But if someone's lukewarm, well, it's hard to talk to them because, well, they just don't really have an agenda. They just don't really know where they're going, and they don't really care because, you know what, they don't really see themselves as being cold, but they don't really see themselves being hot either. And this is what Jude is. I think he's referring more to those that have not defended the faith. But then in the end, he says it very beautifully. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. You know, that's what we want. We want Jesus Christ to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his throne. You know, when we come before God, when we come before the judgment seat of God, God is going to judge each and every person. But if Jesus Christ is there and we have been washed by his blood, he is going to intercede for us. So I would just encourage you, contend for the faith, stand up, be strong, be men of valor, and therefore we can be presented faultless before the throne. So Lord bless you.